Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, we're back live. Going right back to your calls. Amy in Texas, you got a visit from the FBI. You were making an appointment. We went to break.
No, Alex, what the lawyer told me, he said, good news, you know, there's nothing for you to worry about. You didn't go in. There shouldn't be. There's no video of you. You're on the outskirts. But he said the bad news is what he's hearing is, as you know, they're trying to make we're all domestic terrorists. And what they're trying to do is find ways to indict people as a conspiracy to invoking political riot and finding a way to then get, you know, federal charges, which then takes away people's votes. So there's a lot of end games. I'm very much aware. I've been listening to you for a long time. I do want to make you aware in regards to, I totally believe it was a setup. I remember February 5th, that night before I stayed at the Marriott, at the Capitol Marriott. And that evening, as we were going to make our way to the Freedom Plaza, we stopped at a food truck that's right there by the Marriott. And I remember all these guys there in their uniforms. And I asked one of the guys, I said, oh, you're National Guard. And he says, no, ma'am, I'm, you know, federal officers. And I'm like, federal officers? And I look down, and I'm so mad, I wish I had taken a video. And down in the parking garage below at the Capitol Marriott, there was like a command post set up, and there was like groups of six of these federal officers like getting their orders or getting something, and then they would walk up the ramp from the parking garage, and then they headed straight down to the Capitol. I don't know why. When I look back, it wasn't right.
Well, that's why they don't want any real investigation of the Capitol, is because federal fingerprints are all over it, and it's going to come out. God bless you, Amy. I appreciate your call. Powerful testimony. All right. Who's been home the longest here? That would be Captain Matthew in California. Welcome, Captain Matthew.
Greetings, Alex. I was there in the sticks, probably. No apologies. I had a theory that if we get people singing together, we could transform it. I drove my old motorhome across the country via Michigan. I had a DJ rig. It was kind of like a portable stage. I wheeled it up there. And I told somebody about a year and a half ago, I was called, go to D.C. every day for months. And I finally went across the country. I got up there, and I figured between 50 and 70, at least 80,000 people were singing the national anthem, God Bless America, Amazing Grace. We were singing. We were joyous.
I remember it happened a lot, and it was beautiful. I think I remember even seeing your RV. And we were just a million people saying, we're Americans. We know Trump really won. And the corrupt Chi-Com deep state didn't like it. So they provocateured people through 8chan, the Q people, along with FBI and Antifa to go into the building and then open the doors so they could put innocent people in prison. Shame on them.
That's right. I can say that we kept people from going in, and we even drew people out. Some of them said, we heard the music from inside the Capitol, and we came out. When you hear, they cut off our internet. I couldn't access my playbacks or anything, so it was just pure acoustic. I was standing on there with my full Patriot uniform and a Trump guitar, Trump electric guitar, singing acoustically, and it was awesome. Before I went, my motorhome got flagged by the Secret Service several times. I played by the White House that parked me, and they interviewed me for an hour. Who are you? Why did you come here? I said, I was sent here to bring music. And I said, on the 6th, you will hear the people singing. Then on the 7th, I got a call from them. Mr. Woods, did you go inside? No, sir. He said, we heard the people singing. Thank you. That was beautiful.
Wow, that's amazing. Absolutely. Well, that's the thing, is this was a beautiful day until that damn Q thing controlled by the deep state told people that it was the storm and they were going to take over, and that there was Antifa and a few feds leading some of the people they'd infiltrated in the Oath Keepers and in the Proud Boys and in the Boogaloos, and the rest is history. And I'm not against those organizations and groups, but you have to admit when your group gets infiltrated. And so that's what happened.
But, Alex, our response, this is what's different. I've seen you struggle for this for a couple of years, and I've really thought about it. When the Pope brought millions of people on the streets of Poland, he was asked, what is this movement? He said, this is a movement of love. And when we have in this country millions of people on the streets, because their streets should always remain free, singing out of joy, and we have stadiums filled with people singing out of joy, this I can tell you right now, I've taken on
Antifa. No, it's beautiful, sir. God bless you. We got Jesse Lee Peterson and Larry Pinkney coming up, and more of your calls. Stay with us.
I started taking high-end fish oil and high-end krill oil more than a decade ago because the scientific literature is overwhelming. It's good for your heart, your brain, your whole body, your well-being. A lot of folks take it before they take tests. People that have arthritis pain, they take it. It's well-known for the things it does for our body. It makes our lives so much better. But then I learned about high-grade fish oil and high-grade krill oil. We've got both at InfoWarsStore.com. But with the COVID lockdown, supply chains have broken down, so it's been months and months and months since we've had krill oil back in stock. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen. And despite the fact that it's already very fairly priced for the grade it is, highest quality, we're offering it at 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping and double Patriot points. Because I want those of you that have already been customers to have a chance to get more of it, and I want new viewers and listeners who haven't tried it to get it from us. And then try regular krill oil that is not one-tenth as powerful as ours. This is the highest grade, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
The threat comes from racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists, specifically those who advocated for the superiority of the white race.
According to the intelligence community, terrorism from white supremacy is the most lethal threat to the homeland today.
Because of this growth in polarization in the United States and domestic violence in white supremacist groups. So I know looking forward that the members of the Biden team who have been nominated or have been appointed are now moving in laser-like fashion to try to uncover as much as they can about what looks very similar to insurgency movements that we've seen overseas.
The rise of domestic violent extremism is a serious and growing national security threat. The Biden administration will confront this threat with the necessary resources and resolve.
In order to really tackle terrorism, and this time domestically, you've got to attack and dismantle the command and control element of a terrorist group. And unfortunately, and I know this is painful to hear, that may mean people sitting in Congress right now, people in and around the former president. That's how you do this. Otherwise, recruitment, inciting, and cult-like leadership continues to recruit people to violence.
Our initial work on DVE will broadly fall into three areas. The first is a tasking from President Biden sent to the ODNI today, requesting a comprehensive threat assessment coordinated with the FBI and DHS on domestic violent extremism.
You can be darn tootin' that we are focused very, very hard on how can we get better sources, better information, better analysis, so that we can make sure that something like what happened on January 6th never happens again.
Well, I've been watching Jesse Lee Peterson for more than 20 plus years since I was on Access TV, and so was he. I was here in Texas, he was out in California. Like, I played his shows on my show before he ever even talked to me. I'm really honored to have him with us, and I wanted to get him on with another man I've known for probably almost 20 years. That's Larry Pinkney, one of the founders of the original Black Panther Party and became a political prisoner, and one of the most eloquent spokespersons for unity and against the new Black Panther Party, BLM, Antifa, and others. And so I just want to introduce Jesse Lee Peterson first. Does not need any introduction, but jesseleepeterson.com, rebuildingtheman.com. He now reaches hundreds of millions of people from his humble beginnings, just like I did the same things. We have a similar path. His whole story is very powerful of his awakening and getting out of the victimhood. I wanted to ask him straight up first, before we go to Larry, watching the announcement that the number one enemy is white supremacist and that the whole Homeland Security is now for the American people, and the definition of white supremacist is being pro-America and pro-border and pro-sovereignty, what do you think Biden's doing? Where do you think this is going? I mean, Democrats saying they want the CIA to arrest me, arrest Trump, all of this trying to frame us for January 6th, where we now know the feds were provocateuring a tiny minority of people that did get out of hand and should get in trouble, but I don't think they're terrorists. What is your experience and view on this? Because it looks to me like they're getting ready to try to create a race war, which is just so idiotic. And what's your view on that?
Well, first, Alice, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. They are definitely trying to create a race war, and they are doing it because they want to stay in so-called perceived power. And they are using this word racism in order to divide and conquer. And it just is evil. It's pure evil, because we all know that there's no such thing as racism. It's a made-up word in order to divide and conquer. The unfortunate thing is that they have used that word, day after day, day in and day out. And many, if not most blacks are starting to believe it, that there is such thing called racism. And they have fallen away from parents. They have fallen away from God. And they have fallen for this lie that they are suffering due to white people. And it literally has nothing to do with white folks at all. And the Democrats are too glad to use blacks in order to destroy America. They really want to turn America into a communist socialist society. And they'll use, they're dividing the races, pretending that it's white folks who are doing, when in reality it's black people who are committing most of the violence. The violence against Asians, the violence against whites, the violence against one another, black-on-black violence, is out of control. And the Democrats, and that means the liberal whites and the black ones and the rhino Republicans, they're using black people in order to take away our right to speech, the Second Amendment rights, all our rights. They want to control all of us. And I just think it's so unfortunate that one person in America would allow our government to deceive us in this, well, not me, but deceive most people and use them to destroy America. This is about power. It has nothing to do with racism. It has nothing to do with what white people are doing to blacks, but it has everything to do with the lack of God in their lives, the lack of parents. Most black people don't have good parents anymore. It has everything to do with the desire for reparations, affirmative action. They're literally turning America into South Africa. And I've been warning white people for a long time that South Africa was coming to America. Now it's here, where the blacks in South Africa have taken over South Africa. And now they're taking the land away from the whites. The same thing is starting to happen here in America. We need to wake up.
I think clearly the globalists are trying to use black people as pawns for their agenda. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. I want to ask you, how do we short-circuit that from your experience? How do we stop an attempt at this race war? And then we'll get Larry Pinckney's take on it.
Number one, everybody that knows that this is wrong, you got to start speaking up. Do not be afraid to speak up. We got to tell the truth, no matter what color, because this is evil, and only the truth can defeat evil. So we got to start speaking up. We got to vote out the rhinos and these Democrats and vote in men who are going to stand for what is right. It is we the people, not we the government. We have to take back control of our government by voting in people who are going to work for us and not against us. So we got to start telling the truth. Have no fear, because anytime you have fear, they will conquer you. And that's what's happening right now.
All right, powerful words, Jesse Peterson. We're going to go to break in a few minutes. We'll come right back to both you guys. But the minutes we have, great to have you here with us, Mr. Pinckney. What is your view? My big concern is they're trying to build towards some big event that really triggers a crisis. Do you agree, A, and B, how do we counter that?
Of course, that's obvious. The bottom line is this. When we start talking, and first of all, much love to you, my brother Alex. Much love to InfoWars. All power to the people, black, white, brown, red, and yellow. Now, let me get right to the point. The bottom line is, let's understand who the real terrorists are. Let's understand what the background of Joe Biden is. Let's understand that his close buddy and close friend was none other than a great big terrorist by the name of Robert Byrd, the former head, okay, of the Ku Klux Klan and recruiter, okay? Let's be real, okay? Let's not be stupid, all right? Now, let's also understand that this man, in quotation marks, Joe Biden, spoke like a terrorist when he said, you ain't, quote, black unless you vote for me. Well, my God, that could have come out of the mouth of Benito Mussolini, all right, Adolf Hitler, okay, Francisco Franco? Let's be clear about who the real terrorists are. That's, I want to say that to you, my brother, right off the bat. Right off the bat. Go ahead, Alex.
No, no, that's powerful. We got to go to break. I want to come back and give both you guys the floor because I admire both of you, and you're both really smart from close perspectives, but a little bit different. When we come back, real fast, Larry, I think it's imminent. They're saying armies of white supremacists are about to kill everybody with no evidence of that. I'm worried about a false flag.
I am too. And they are the armies of white supremacists. They are the neoliberal fascists.
I agree with that statement that they are the weirdos using race to divide. And I get what Jesse Lee Peters is saying is they've got a lot of blacks on board with it. But at the end of the day, it is a bunch of weird old white people that are trying to orchestrate and keep people on the Democrat plantation. Jesse Lee Peterson, jesseleepeterson.com, rebuildingtheman.com. And then, of course, Larry Pinkney was challenging the election fraud, so they banned his popular Twitter. You can find him at blackactivistwg.org and the book Saying No to Power, Autobiography of the 20th Century Activist and Thinker. Stay with us. We'll be right back on the other side.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Friday, it's the Alex Jones Show, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and we've got two other great talk show hosts here, Jesse Lee Peterson and Larry Pinkney. And they're both Americans, and they've both been through a lot, and they've got a lot to teach us. I'm going to go back to Pinkney here in a moment, but I wanted you to have a chance to respond. Clearly, when Biden announces that 65% of Americans, Jesse, are terrorist or bad, or being a color is bad, that's an attempt to basically intimidate those people to politically do what we say, or we're going to call you this horrible name. So now calling people racist if they don't submit to Democrats doesn't work. So now they're going to say we're a terrorist. How do we counter something of that magnitude? Because to me, that is just outrageous.
Well, number one, we must not be afraid. And when you don't have fear, you always see how to deal with issues and overcome them. Again, this is all about keeping Donald Trump out. They don't want Donald Trump back or anyone that's strong like Donald Trump. So anyone that voted for him, they are against him because they hate Donald Trump. In America today, and I heard you mention this during the commercial break, our battle is a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil, right versus wrong. And it's clear today that the Democratic Party and the right-o Republicans represent evil. They are not on the side of good. And so we got to realize that it's not about black or white. It's not about male or female. It's a warfare between good and evil. And those who are on the side of good, which should be the conservative Christians, Republicans, right? And we got to stand up and say no to evil. They have destroyed the family. They have destroyed men. And if you want to destroy a family or a country, you got to destroy the man first, because men represent God on earth. They are sons of God, and the real power comes through the man. And so that's why they have attacked the man first. They did the same thing to the black family. They went after the black man, and they took him out of the family because they knew.
And now they're saying it's the white male, just like they said the black man's bad, now the white male's bad.
They're doing the same thing to the white man. Remove that man from his family. You can just take over the women and children and do whatever you want to them, right? But there is an order to God, to life, and that order is God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, and woman over children. And men got to return to the fathers so they can overcome the fear, the nature of the woman. They got to overcome their mothers and return to their fathers so they can overcome emotions and fear, and God will develop a logical mind.
Did you notice how the British Prime Minister said we need to get rid of men and have women run things? He doesn't mean women run things. He means the state controls the women and children as slaves.
Absolutely. That's what they want. And once you do that, you can create a communist socialist society. In this last election, it was reported that single women voted for the Democratic Party, whereas married women voted for Donald Trump, to re-elect Donald Trump. And so the single women are relying on the government. They're looking to someone to free health care, free everything. But if they had a man, they would not have to look to the government. We got to bring men back to the natural state.
I totally agree that that is the long-term goal, the total goal, the attack on the family. Black Lives Matter says get rid of it. I totally agree. But I'm going to go back to you in a moment, but I want to ask Larry Pinkney. Immediate issue, and you're an expert on this because you've been through COINTELPRO, through setups. Clearly, they're getting ready for false flags. They're all over saying imminent white supremacist attacks. So black churches need extra security, black colleges. I mean, I think they're going to wind up crazies or do it themselves to attack black people to really try to get something going. Or what else do you think they might pull, and what can we do to stop it?
Well, I tell you what else they're going to pull. They've got a media, or I should say a propaganda machine, that is working overtime for them. And by the way, let me say and apologize to Brother Peterson. I should have recognized you, brother, and it's great to be on this show with you. And I just want
Same here.
To...
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, my brother. Now, getting back to what we were talking about, the fact of the matter is that these people are maniacal. I said maniacal. All right. So it's very interesting to me because I watch it and I say, you know, this is a case of asking the fox, all right, to protect the chickens. All right. We know the fox is not going to tell us who ate the chickens. But now they're trying to pretend because they are the foxes, all right? They are the foxes, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and all the rest of these neoliberal fascists, and as Brother Peterson pointed out, the rhino Republicans. Oh, yes. The bottom line is, and I like what Mr. Peterson, Brother Peterson said, stand up. Stop being afraid. Do not be intimidated. You see, that's the name of their neoliberal fascist game.
Exactly. So we need some big moves now. What do we do before they're clearly planning something huge? I mean, they're saying imminent white terror attacks. We got to arrest all the whites. We got to ban free speech. I mean, this is insane announcements that the U.S. government's main mission, the military, the CIA, need to be used domestically right now. That the whole posture isn't China, it's the American people. Clearly, that means they've got to have a pretext.
Well, of course they have a pretext, Brother Alex. The bottom line is when they start saying, they actually tell us in advance if we look at it and think about it. They tell us in advance what they're planning to do. They really do. So what are they planning to do? They are planning to, shall I say, push a very anti-people, anti-white, anti-black, anything they can. That's what, just pay attention to what they're saying. That's their plan. That's their end game. All right? So we the people, black, white, brown, red, yellow, citizens of this country, must say, we know what you have in store, and we are not going to accept
it. And we know what they feel, like Jesse Lee Peterson just said, and what you're saying is dead on. I open up the New York Times and read it. Every ad is a man, is a woman. It's all over every TV channel. They fear men, don't they? You're damn right, Jesse.
They do. The worst thing that they can have is a real man. They hate it. And it, because they hate the image of God. And so they hate that. But the one thing that needs to happen too is, you know, when that thing happened at the Capitol, I said from day one that that was a setup. Some of those supporters of Donald Trump walked right into a trap. And that's why I tell them, don't be angry. Stay away from anger so you can see what you're doing.
You've been saying that for 20-plus years. Don't ever get angry because you don't think when you get angry.
That's right. You don't think straight. You'll be controlled when you have anger. They can make you feel good or they can make you feel bad. So you could, if you overcome that anger, it's harder to set you up. And I knew a few of Donald Trump supporters ran, and I call it Donald Trump, the Great White Hope, by the way, ran into a trap. It was a setup, and now it's starting to be revealed that it was FBIs or some other people involved, government workers involved in that trap that was set up. So you got to stay away from anger. We got to start educating everywhere we go. We got to tell the truth about what's really, really going on by educating the people and telling the truth about it. And then we need to organize because come election time, we got to vote these people out. We got to vote them out because they're moving really, really fast in order to keep control over the people. And
Jesse, we cannot afford to allow them to go. Icons. We love you both. Stay there. You're absolutely right. Less than a year and a half of the midterm, Democrats don't want that election to happen. How are they going to try to stop us? What do we do? Now is the maximum effort. We'll be right back with Jesse Lee Peterson and Larry Pinkney. I'm Alex Jones. You can find Larry Pinkney's channel at band.video. And by the way, if Jesse Lee Peterson wants a channel, we'll give him one as well. We'd be very honored to have him. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
All that evil men and tyrants seem to flourish is that good men do nothing. Well, I'm trying to be a good man. I'm trying to stand up and do the right thing. And I've seen huge effects with what we've done here at InfoWars. Other good men and women getting together and telling the truth and standing up to corruption. But now the globals are coming after us. And so I need your prayers. I need your financial support. I need your word of mouth to stay in the fight. We've got a big sale going right now. Free shipping, double Patriot points on three items that have been sold out. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40%
20% off, X3, 60% off, best deal ever on that, and, of course, Bio, Triselenium, that is essential for every action of every cell in your body. It's 50% off. They're all back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's you that has kept us on air. It is you that has spread the word. It is you that have built this operation, and we're now needed more than ever, so please continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com, and please share the fact that this is an incredible line of products with your friends, your family, neighbors, strangers, you name it, at the same time.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jesse Lee Peterson and Larry Pinkney have basically said the same thing. They're trying to divide and conquer us. They're totally cold-blooded, and they're trying to cut off our communication. That means everybody listening has to really get, they've got to speak out. They've got to share websites. They've got to share a Jesse Lee Peterson video or tell people to tune in. They've got to share a Larry Pinkney video or an article. They've got to share a InfoWars.com article and not be ashamed of the truth and not let the Democrats shame you into not speaking up. So going back to Jesse Lee Peterson and Larry Pinkney, I can ask questions all day, but there's so much happening in the world. Jesse, what else is front and center for you right now? Because I just see the incredible urgency of a Democratic Party knowing they're being rejected, communists and socialists knowing they're being rejected, all over the world, not just here trying to create division. It should be so simple to beat that.
So I grew up, as you know, on a plantation down in Alabama. I grew up under the Jim Crow laws. And the one thing that we had going for us at that time, and when I say we, all people, family, We love God with all our heart, soul, and might, along with nothing else. And we loved our neighbors as ourselves. We knew that it was a spiritual battle. It wasn't all white people were not against the blacks the way the Democratic Party was at that time as it is today. And so we knew that. And so the Christian churches, Christian men, they stood strong against evil. But even the churches have become secularized by the evil ones in our country. The Southern Baptist Convention announced that they believe in this critical race theory thing, and now they are allowing these liberal black pastors to come in and teach anger and hatred to the congregation. If the Christians are not going to stand for what is right, you know things are bad.
And so that's literal division being taught in the military, the churches. It's so obvious. Yeah. Why do you think the Southern Baptists are doing that?
Because they're weak. They're weak, pathetic, poor excuses of men. They're beta males. They have not stood for what is right. They don't believe in God, because there's no way you could believe in God. You cannot be a son of God and give in to evil. Christians know there's no such thing as racism. They know why most blacks are suffering. They know it has nothing to do with white folks, but everything to do with the destruction of the family and are turning away from God. But the men who are leading the churches now are turning them over to the women. They're turning them over to the radical blacks. They're turning them over to drag queens and homosexuals. They're not standing for what is right. And that's because they do not believe in God. They love the world, their material things, more than they care about the souls of the congregation and of our country. Men are just weak now, even in the churches. That's got to change in order for things to get better.
Well, it's so biblical, too. And I want to get your take on this, Larry Pinkney. To just see the fruits of the Democrats today is destroying everything they touch. What do you think we should do, Larry Pinkney, at this critical juncture we're at right now?
Expose, expose, expose. As Brother Peterson said, expose, expose, expose. Stand up. Stand up and be clear about it. You know, one of the things that Brother Peterson said just now that I just got all chills running through my body, brother, was that, you know, the so-called black church, it ain't black no more. It has become something that is unrecognizable. What would Dr. King or Medgar Evers or Rosa Parks say if they saw the so-called black church today? All right? And what it's about, I tell you what it's about. Money. They'll sell their grandmamas out, their mamas out, their sisters and brothers out for money. We are beyond that, or we must be beyond that. Okay? Let's be honest with ourselves. All right? And, you know, I am disgusted and ashamed, frankly, of what I see that they dare, by they, I mean the so-called media, the propaganda machine, dares to call the black church. No way. And Brother Peterson and Brother Alex, thank y'all for making that very clear.
Well, let me ask you both this thing. Obviously, it spun itself up, Jesse Lee Peterson and then Mr. Pinkney. The system has spun itself up. The left trying to take over right now. Is it death throes or is it in power? Or why is it acting so crazy? Because it seems to me it's actually waking a lot of people up.
Because they know that if they don't do it this time, they might not get another chance. They know that because we have seen what they have done to Donald Trump, the Great White Hope. And so they know they got one more chance, and that is this chance. And if they don't do all they can to change the laws, to usher in socialism, to bring in all this crap that they're bringing in, they might not get another chance. And I believe that they're right about that, too, because the people are suffering now. They've had a taste under Donald Trump what it is to be free. Now they're really suffering. So evil is showing us what it would do if you completely turn your life over to it. And so they believe that they would not get another chance. So they're working overtime to grab as much so-called power as they can possibly get. And that's what's happening now. Another thing about not speaking up, when I moved to L.A., I became a Democrat because I was listening to that Jesse Jackson and Louis Farrakhan and others, and I didn't know that they were lying because I was a young man at the time, and there was no one really speaking up against Jackson and others saying that they were lying. And then as a young man, because I didn't hear an opposing view, I thought that they were right about what they were saying about racism and all that crap, right? And what's happening now, because the children of God are not speaking up, young people who are hearing all this crap, all this lie, these lies, are starting to believe it.
So what you're saying is they're we're awake, we're older, they're targeting young people who might not ever get to wake up like you did. So what do we do?
Again, we got to tell the truth. We got to, as you've done, we got to create our own media. We got to put the truth out there to say, hey, no, these people are lying. If someone has said out loud years ago that they were lying about racism, that is no such thing as racism, I guarantee you we wouldn't be in these people wouldn't be able to use racism in the manner that they're doing it. At first they would call it racism, then they call it systemic racism, then they call it police brutality. Now they're calling it critical race theory, where they're outright teaching young children that because they're white, not any other reason, but because they're white, they're evil. And the parents are sending their children to these schools and allowing Satan's children to brainwash their children. I've never seen anything like this in my whole life. Parents got to take back their children, take them out of these schools, and don't let their children be brainwashed. What's wrong with the parents, especially the white parents? I've heard of fear, but this is ridiculous. You don't have to send your children.
And
to
by the
school.
Way, I know a lot of people. I have children too, but they're in private school. But it's happening there too. Everybody I know, all over the country, says they are telling kids, "You're really a girl. You're really a boy." And whiteness is bad. And by the way, it's almost all white teachers teaching this. This is outrageous.
I've never seen nothing like this before in my whole life. We got to take it back by being honest and creating our own media and getting out there holding rallies and just fighting against this stuff in the right way before they create this race war. And once they do that, they're going to take away all of our rights. The ones on the left.
Absolutely. It's ridiculous. We're about to go to break, final segment with both of you guys, talk about solutions when we come back, and how people find your great work. But real quick, Larry Pinkney. What would Martin Luther King, who said, don't judge people off their color, but off their deeds and what they do, that makes perfect sense. What would he think today when they are literally teaching 65% of the country, you are inherently evil because of the color of your skin? That sounds like Hitler.
You know what, brother, come on, bro. You know what he's doing. He is rolling over in his proverbial grave, all right? He talked about the content of character versus the color of skin. And these neoliberal fascists, and that's what they are. They are neoliberal fascists. Take back our children. Take back our families. Take back our republic. Our republic. All right? And I'll leave it at that. I know you're going to go to break, but that's
what I'm saying. Let's come back and talk about that, because I agree. We can't just say you're full of it. We got to repudiate these people. I mean, this is literally the closest thing to Nazis I ever heard of, but it's being done from the left's perspective. These people, they have their right to speech, but there needs to be major political sanctions against these groups trying to make everybody kill each other.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Segment with our guests. I'm going to take some more calls. And Matt Bracken is going to be taking over. Former Navy SEAL terrorism expert. He's been predicting false flags. He's been pointing out the Capitol as a staged event. And we're going to talk about where that's going next. Jesse Lee Peterson is here. Talk show host, author, researcher, filmmaker. And, of course, Larry Pinkney, also author, researcher, and frequent contributor to InfoWars. You can find Larry Pinkney's videos at band.video. He had millions and millions of views on Twitter, but they deleted him because he dared challenge the election. Find the Larry Pinkney section at band.video, and they're also banning that URL. So the URL to search to find Larry Pinkney's video site is freeworldnews.tv, and it goes all back to you, the listeners, carrying the ball down the field in this fight. So going back to Mr. Peterson, looking at this, it seems like there's such an urgency and such an attack going on, and I agree with you that the system is corrupt. It knows it's in trouble. How else do you think the listeners should get involved? And what should I do? What should you do in this critical time to make sure that evil doesn't win?
Well, number one, not to freak out. We should not never freak out. If you want to overcome any situation, you must stay calm. Because if you overreact, you're definitely going to make the wrong decision. Whether that's in a marriage or a business ship or any kind of thing, don't overreact. be still and know God and he will guide you. Number two is that we got to rebuild, as we're doing at Barn for 31 years, we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. We got to turn men back to their natural state of being by returning them to their fathers. If you don't love your father, you're never going to know God. You're never going to love God. So we're turning men back to their fathers and women, too. Because so many children have been turned away from their father, and that's due to this spiritual battle that we're having. But if you love your father, your earthly father, you're going to love God, and you will overcome fear. We must rebuild families. We also have to tell the truth about what's happening, and you will once you overcome that fallen state, once you overcome the fear, because they have done a number on men today. As you mentioned earlier, they're telling them that they're a boy, that he's a girl, that she's a boy, and they're deceiving the children in schools and hospitals and everywhere. There was a man up in Oregon somewhere who took his teenage son was experiencing suicidal thoughts. So he took his son to the hospital to get checked out, and he left him there overnight so the hospital can take care of his son. The next morning, he got a call, according to the report, from the hospital telling him to come and pick up your daughter. They have convinced the boy, 18, in his teens, that he was a girl. We can't allow that to happen.
And the father had to flee the state, or they were going to take the child.
Yeah, yeah, he had to take his whole family.
That happened to a family friend of mine. A 13-year-old girl, a close family friend, she's doing great, straight A's, but you're supposed to go to the counselor once a year. This is in Rockwall, Texas, where I'm from. This just happened. Yeah. It's family friends there. They called her in. The male counselor told her, you know what? You know what? I think you're a boy. I want to send you to this clinic. She said, I'm a girl. I got a boyfriend. I'm happy. And she looked in her shirt. She finally said, I'm a girl. And he, for an hour, bullied her, saying, you are a boy, trying to send her to this gender clinic where they make money off of. This is satanic.
Yeah, that's why we have to return men to their natural state of being. And long story short, when I was 18 years, I was taught growing up that at 18 years old, you are an adult. You got to get out of here. You're going to be out on your own. So they taught me to work while I was growing up, how to treat other people. They said, buy a home, buy some land. And so I grew up with that mentality. And at 18, I left home. I moved to L.A., and the first thing I did was got a job. I made money. I worked hard. I bought some land at 25 years old. But today, they're not teaching men to do that. Boys are living at home.
I was about to say, Brian, you show the discrepancy of black families versus white families, and they had to admit it was almost all because black families were not brought up to try to buy property. They had the money to do it, but nobody told them to do it. And they just would have done that, it would have been different.
They used to do that when I was growing up. Matter of fact, I grew up under Jim Crow law. I had an aunt who got married. She and her husband had like 19 kids, I think. They had a truckload of black children, but they had a truckload of land, even under the Jim Crow. And none of those kids had to work in cotton fields the way I did, right? They all went to college. They all professional. They all bought more land when they graduated. And that was the mentality of black people and whites during that day. So I'm telling these men, when you turn 18, you got to get out from under the skirt tail of mama. You got to go out and deal with the issues of life. Because
I turned 18 like a
week.
My mom walked in there and she said, get your ass out of here.
That's right. My grandparents used to tell me, when you're 18, you're leaving here. I'm like, well, where am I going? They said, I don't know and I don't care, but you're out of here. And I haven't looked back since because I've been dealing with the issues of life. And that's what men should do. They should not be living at home.
People have to be humans again, get back to what works.
Absolutely.
Realize there's an attack on all of us. All right. I want to get a final comment from you, Tessie Lee Peterson, on fire as usual. Larry Pinkney, solutions to where we are right now and other key points.
Curtis Mayfield, back to living again. You dig? Curtis
right.
Mayfield, back to living again. You dig? And that's what it's all about, my brother Alex and brother Peterson. Y'all know it. You know it as good as me, if not better. So the bottom line is, and I was so glad to hear brother Peterson talking about how he was raised, because I was raised the same way. You see, both of my parents came from farms. And both of my parents were school teachers, you dig? And it's like, it's not about what you can't do. It's about what you want to do, all right? And what you going to do.
That's what Kanye said.
Show you right. So, you know, I guess all I can say in this last segment, right, is that I love both of you brothers. Y'all are all that and then some. I love the wonderful brothers and sisters, be they black, white, brown, red, yellow, citizens of our republic. All right? I love y'all. Stand up for this republic. Do not be bullied down and intimidated by these neoliberal fascists. And I don't use the word fascist lightly. Believe me. I taught university. I taught political science. I do not use that word lightly. They are neoliberal fascists.
When you call them maniacal, the level of their evil is just completely insane. Because they're devils.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Brother Peterson, is it? Am I telling the truth?
It's mind-blowing. You're absolutely right.
You know,
but that's so, what happened, though, Larry, when you don't deal with evil. You have to overcome evil within yourself, and then you have to deal with it in the world. There's no such thing as racism. It's a battle between good and evil, right versus wrong. And I do want to say that we are having a conference, a men's conference, our annual men's conference in Orlando, Florida, August 14, 2021. And I want the guys to go to rebuildingtheman.com. RebuildingTheMan.com. It's going to be an amazing conference. And I want
Hold up a second. Everybody get your pens and paper out because who knows, I might even come to this. Tell me about this Rebuilding the Man conference. Everybody needs to go to this.
We have it every year, and normally we do it here in L.A., but because of the Chinese virus, we decided to go to Florida. And it's a men's conference for all men of all races, and we're going to be dealing with all kinds of issues so that we can help turn men back to the natural state of being. Down in Orlando, Florida, August 14, 2021, and they can go to RebuildingTheMan.com. And I have to say, they need to rush and do it because the tickets are selling like hotcakes. And we get a discount. We have a discount on the hotel room. So go to
RebuildingTheMan.com. You're a real leader. And to watch you, I mean, you've been very successful for a long time. But you are really kicking butt. It shows you're saying the hunger. I mean, I think this whole Democrat attack, this satanic attack, is because they know humanity's waking up.
Yes, absolutely. And that's the last thing they want you to do. They do not want you to wake up. You got to wake up. Drop the anger, return to the Father, and life is amazing because you would know that God is with you and you operate from perfect love.
All right, JLPTalk.com. Find his great show daily. Thank you so much, sir. I love watching you on the War Room. Thank you.
Thank you.
We got 60 seconds for you, Larry. Thank you so much. Closing comment.
Only comment I can make is I love you, and I keep saying this, and love is a struggle. It's a battle, all right? It's not about no. It's a battle. It's a struggle. Black, white, brown, red, yellow. All of my brothers and sisters at InfoWars, stand up! Because we're going to win this, and we're going to win by standing up proud as American patriots. All power to the people. Thank you, Brother Alex.
All right, Larry, Jesse Lee Peterson, both of you guys are amazing. God bless you. All right, folks. Wow, the fourth hour is coming up. That was a great interview. Love having both those guys on. That was quite the interview. We're going to go to break. We got callers that have been holding from the last hour. I really appreciate holding, like Gary, an Arizona police sergeant. I know he's busy. I'm going to go right to you in T-minus 2 minutes. And then we're going to get to Matt, Dennis, Aaron, and Ray. And then I got a few final things to hit. And then we're going to have the takeover here with Matt Ray.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.